Welcome to the Astrology for Starseeds podcast, a podcast that helps you connect to your inner voice of wisdom, your soul's purpose, and the magic of the universe. I'm Suzanne Bellavista, an astrologer and meditation teacher here to help starseeds, earth angels, creatives, and empaths like you harness the power of astrology and other spiritual tools to awaken to your purpose, catalyze personal and professional growth, and empower you to serve your community with your unique gifts and passions. On this journey together, I hope to help you cultivate more inner peace and live your most joyful life. The world out there can get crazy sometimes, but it doesn't mean you have to feel that way on the inside. Starseeds, earth angels, creatives, and empaths, welcome home. Whether you're reinventing your life at this time, or you seek a dose of inspiration to keep you on your soul's path, this podcast is for you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this bonus episode of the podcast. This is designed to support episode 69, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, shaking things up to remind you what you truly value. If you haven't listened to that yet, I encourage you to listen to that one first. This is meant to augment things and give you some extra and to go a little bit deeper. In this bonus episode, we're going to do two things. We're going to talk about what I think we might see in our greater world, in the collective, during this Uranus-Jupiter conjunction. And I will also, and I think this is a super fun part, we will look at what area of your life might be affected based on where your rising sign is in your astrology chart. So if you do want to enjoy that second part of the podcast, you're going to want to go run a free version of your chart online at astro.com or astrograph.com, or you can send me an email, suzanne@soulfulivingproject.com, and for $25, I will run your chart for you as well, and just remind me that you want your rising sign, and I will pop that super clearly in the email that I send your chart to you with, so that I can offer you that support. And that's something you can use again and again. I'm going to start trying to cover the way that these events, you know, the areas of your life that will be affected based on your rising sign. My hope is to make astrology as useful and supportive as possible. Even though we're not having a one-on-one session, I still would love to give you a newer level of detail and support. So let's start with what we might see in the world around us when we have this Jupiter and Uranus conjunction in Taurus. That happens every 80-something years. So as an astrologer, the way that I try to assess how this energy will show up on in our public world, in our bigger world, is I do two things. One, I look at what Taurus tends to relate to, and I try to draw some conclusions. And then, of course, also what Jupiter relates to and what Uranus relates to. And I also look at what happened in history the last time that we had this same astrological event, because astrology does show us that there is a repetition and that there are cycles and the kinds of events that play out across time in our lives and in the world. If I do a simple assessment of how I think it's possible that we will see this play out on a public stage, it's important to look at the fact that Taurus relates to money, food, and the earth. So it is possible we will have a surprise event, because that's Uranus, regarding something having to do with money, food, and the earth. This could be something like a drastic change in the financial markets, for better or for worse, or some surprise event that causes a drastic change in the financial markets, which is often how it is. It could mean that we have some kind of unexpected event or big event that affects food production or distribution, or that perhaps we have something like a weather event, like an earthquake that has to do with our earth. Uranus in Taurus has a sort of earthquake energy, because Uranus is an unexpected event and Taurus is the earth. Now, as far as how it might affect things food-wise, we do already have an ongoing food crisis in Gaza due to the Israeli-Hamas war. We also have a food crisis in Africa due to the Russian war in Ukraine, which has driven up grain prices. And because this is a bonus episode and I'm not a predictive astrologer, I didn't do all the research to see when everything, you know, when the grain prices spiked. But actually, I think just using my general memory, I think this did occur since Uranus was in Taurus. So as I said in the episode 69, you know, what we have happening this weekend with Uranus in Taurus and Jupiter in Taurus conjuncting is part of a larger story that's been going on since May of 2018. So I'm wondering if we're going to have some event occur or these one of these crises made bigger during this Jupiter-Uranus in Taurus conjunction. I also noticed some of the headlines. I'm recording this on April 18th, and the headlines today in the New York Times audio mentioned that Southern Africa is facing a food crisis. And I do believe from my quick research that this is an ongoing problem, but the fact that it's showing up in the headlines makes me think that there may be something a little bit more acute. And if you want to track that down, I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to learn more about that. Now, the mind quickly goes to the negative. It's easy to say, ooh, Uranus makes an unexpected event. Jupiter makes things bigger. It's going to be something, you know, bad happen, some event that makes the food crisis worse. And unfortunately, this is possible. But another positive way that this could play out is that Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, might maybe give us a breakthrough. You know, maybe we'll have some breakthrough that helps us solve the food crisis in Gaza, that helps us get, you know, the Red Cross get more food to the people who are suffering right now. If you want to be part of consciously trying to make this event a positive change, then I would encourage you, if it appeals to you, to seek out a trustworthy organization that works to support people experiencing hunger. You know, go ahead and get involved in a way that works for you, whether that's volunteering, donating, or raising awareness, perhaps on social media. I also noticed a few headlines in the news today that made me think we might see some further developments with the U.S. attempts to ban TikTok here in the States. I saw another headline today that let me know, or let us all know, that new information was accidentally revealed on the parent company to TikTok, which is called ByteDance, and it is a Chinese company. The information that was revealed was supposedly accidentally revealed and then was made secret, but the reporter who shared this information managed to read it before it was re-secured and taken out of public sight. And to me, that feels very Uranus to have some information, surprise information released that, you know, wasn't meant to happen. In the headlines for today on April 18th, I saw that, I don't know how this is possible, it could be even more, but pressure is continuing to mount from Congress for TikTok to be banned here in the U.S. And I thought this one was also very relevant to the energy of the Jupiter-Uranus-Taurus conjunction. And the headline read in the New York Times, if TikTok's, this is quote, if TikTok's Chinese owners were forced to sell, U.S. investors would be squeezed too, end quote. So remember, I mentioned that Taurus has to do with money. It has to do with finances. It has to do with the financial markets. So just a guess, just a gander, it's possible that we could see something happen that related to TikTok that changes the markets. And, you know, you might see that Monday when the markets open up, or you might see that during the larger window of time where this energy of Jupiter and Uranus conjuncting in Taurus is activated. And I mentioned in the episode 69 that that time frame is generally from February 23rd, 2024 to June 12th, 2024. So, you know, if I were a real historian or this were some kind of weekend workshop, I would do more research and I would say, hey, when did Congress start putting pressure on banning TikTok? I do believe it happened before February 23rd, but we might notice that there was some kind of big hearing that's happened within the window of this energy. And those are the moments when it's fun because you see like, oh, astrology really does work. It teaches us about cycles. It tells us when certain kinds of energies are going to be activated. Now, as I mentioned, one of the things an astrologer can do is look back in history to see what was going on the last time a certain astrological event happened, right? Because these events happen over and over again throughout time as the planets move through our solar system and around the sun. They meet up with each other in conjunctions. They end up being at 90 degree angles from each other, which are squares. They end up being opposite of each other, which is called an opposition. And they move into astrological signs or zones of sky once every so many years, and we have repetition. So for fun, I went back, well, for fun, but also for information, I went back and tried to see if I could find out what was happening the last time that Jupiter and Uranus met up in the sign of Taurus. And what I learned was it last occurred in 1941 on May 7th, and this was during World War II. On that exact day, according to my sources, and it was a site called recsite.eu, a German aircraft bombed a British destroyer in Liverpool. It nearly sunk the destroyer. They ended up having to move the destroyer into the harbor away from wherever it was, just because they knew that if it sunk or started to sink, it would block the flow of traffic. Thankfully, only a few crewmen actually received injuries, and they were minor. And the ship was ultimately able to be repaired and sent back into service in January of 1942. But again, no one was killed. So it was a big incident. It was an important incident. It was an unexpected event, and it definitely took the destroyer out of commission. But it did not, thankfully, kill anyone. And as we know now, eventually, the Allied powers would win in this war. So it was one hit in a battle, but in a greater war that was not ultimately won by the Axis powers. Also in history, just a few days later, on May 10th, 1941, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, I certainly hadn't, a deputy of Hitler named Rudolf Hess parachuted into Scotland with the aim of negotiating a peace deal with the British. And this was without Hitler knowing that this was going to happen, and no surprise, Hitler became furious when he learned this. Now, I can only assume that this was not a successful attempt at negotiating peace, because we know that the war did continue on for years after this point. But I still thought it was helpful for us to think about, what happened then and what could be happening now if we have any military conflicts that jump up during this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Really, my interpretation or my estimation is that this is a good sign that back when this last happened, where Jupiter and Uranus were in Taurus in 1941, that yes, there were some unexpected events. You know, for example, the German army bombed a British destroyer, that no one was killed. There were only minor injuries. And the perpetrator of that crime did not ultimately win the war. So if we have conflicts in the world where we have a sense of where what is good and what is bad, I think we can be hopeful that even if we see some kind of military event happen this weekend or around in this time frame between Israel and Palestine, or between Israel and Iran, or between Ukraine and Russia, that there is hope that it will not have significant damage for people, and that ultimately good will win. I believe this makes me think that if we see any military actions this weekend, that they won't amount to too much for good or bad. Because with Rudolf Hess, you know, he was trying for peace, and apparently it didn't work. And with the British destroyer, the German military was trying to cause damage, significant damage, and while it was caused, they did not actually kill any British soldiers. And that is a good thing. So you can extrapolate this however you want to extrapolate it. You can look around your world and see where you see conflicts happening. And if you have a big unexpected event happening, you know, it's up to you if you want to use it to make significant change in your life. On a world stage, most of us don't have control of the outcome. And so it's nice to know that nothing too huge came out of this conjunction last time around. But in your personal life, I encourage you to use this energy for good simply by noticing what's going on in the world around you and checking in with your inner voice of wisdom so you can make good decisions and you can harness this powerful energy to be the bright star you want to be in this world, to serve your community, to fulfill your purpose as a star seed or a creative or an earth angel. And here's my little recap of what we might expect on a world stage. And it's a very simple recap. Again, I'm not a predictive astrologer. And since this isn't some kind of weekend workshop, I haven't gone deep into the history. But I still wanted to give you a recap of what I'm seeing at a quick glance here. Because Taurus relates to finances, food, and the earth, we might experience an unexpected event this weekend when Uranus and Jupiter meet up in Taurus. In any one of those domains, finances, food, or the earth, we might also learn of a development in the Israeli-Iranian conflict or the Russian war with Ukraine. Given that the last time Jupiter and Uranus conjuncted in Taurus on May 7, 1941, a German military aircraft dropped a bomb on a British destroyer and nearly sunk it. We know, if we've been following the news, that Iran launched missiles into Israel on Sunday, April 14th, and there's potential for Israel to retaliate. And this may be what we see from the Uranus-Jupiter and Taurus conjunction. Or we can hope that there will be an unexpected event or opportunity instead that is, you know, an effort to create peace, such as the release of, oh, could we dear hope this could ever happen at this point, you know, the release of the Israeli hostages from Gaza by Hamas. Or maybe some unexpected leader in the Middle East will stand up and try to broker peace. I'm just, you know, using my creative mind, I'm not saying that those are the things we're going to see happen, but I do know that Jupiter can be the planet of good fortune and positive opportunity. And so we can pray and we can hope that something positive will come out of this event, not just something negative. So there are so many aspects of astrology that people can enjoy and explore. And if you enjoy history, I hope I've given you some fun ways or some paths to show you how you can always look back in time and find out what was happening last time around. And it is a little bit more of a complex level of astrology in that you need to know how to read an ephemeris, or you can even search online and just say, hey, when dates for Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and then you can find the dates and then you can look up and see what was happening back in that time period in history. And I could have gone back, you know, another 83, 84 years. But like I said, this is not a weekend workshop, just a bonus episode on the podcast. So that wraps up the section where I wanted to share with you of this podcast, you know, how we might see, you know, just some potential ways we could see this conjunction unfolding on the world stage. And now we're going to go to the extra fun part of the podcast where you get to learn more about you. So again, if you have not if you do not have a version of your astrology chart from a previous time when you worked with me or any astrologer, now is the time to go online to astro.com or astrograph.com and run your astrology birth chart. You put in your date of birth, your time of birth, and your location of birth. And unfortunately, if you don't have your time of birth, you won't be able to get a lot out of what comes next. But eventually, I will write a blog article so I can start telling you guys a little bit more support on how to figure out your birth time. It's not an easy process, but there is some hope to do that. I don't have a blog article yet. So for now, if you can, go figure out what your rising sign is in your astrology chart. This is one of the big three. As people get to know astrology more, they usually know their sun sign. That's what we all know. Then they learn their moon sign and their rising sign. So if you do not know your rising sign, please don't worry. Rest assured, you can still harness the power of this astrological event by answering the journal prompts I share with you in episode 69. So go back and look at that or look at the show notes, because I have journal prompts that will help you explore what you truly value, how you want to invest in your values more, and how you can strengthen the foundation that helps you to live your life in alignment with your values. Okay? So there's plenty there to work with. But if you want to zero in a little bit further and figure out which part of your life may be activated by the Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus conjunction, then get your rising sign and a cup of tea or your favorite beverage and listen to my next part of the podcast. Let's get into it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each rising sign, starting with Aries, because that is the first sign of the zodiac. And I'm going to talk about which areas, you know, which area of your life, if your rising sign is that rising sign, you may see an unexpected event and new opportunities. Then I will go back and ask questions, give you some more journal prompts that you can ask yourself to harness the power of this upcoming conjunction. So if you are an Aries rising, this astrological event is going to bring up some unexpected event or opportunities, new opportunities in your second house of personal finances, core values, and self-worth. If you are a Taurus rising, this conjunction will be occurring in your first house of identity, your body, and your physical appearance. If you are Gemini rising, the conjunction will be activating something in your 12th house, the house of spirituality, the house of institutions. So if you belong to an institution like a hospital or a prison or a psychiatric institute, you know, something big may be affected by this particular conjunction. And also the 12th house rules the unconscious. So something may be coming up from your unconscious. It also rules our past lives. And it does signify hidden enemies. So something may be coming to the surface with, you know, people out there that don't have your best interest at heart. If you are a Cancer rising, your 11th house is going to be activated and affected by this upcoming conjunction. The 11th house has to do with your friendships, your community, groups that you're part of, and causes that you believe in. If you're a Leo rising, this conjunction will be activating your 10th house. Your 10th house of career, of father, of legacy and reputation, of anything you do out on the public stage. If you are a Virgo rising, the conjunction will be activating your 9th house. This is the house of personal beliefs and philosophies, religion and spirituality, and higher education, as well as long distance travel. If you are a Libra rising, this conjunction will be activating your 8th house. The 8th house rules taboo subjects such as sex, death, and taxes. It also talks about things that are intangible but nonetheless important. Things that can't be seen or touched, but perhaps, you know, life after death or the esoteric arts such as astrology or tarot. This one's going to depend really on what you've got going on in your life. Also, if you are a starseed or an earth angel or creative and you have your own business, the 8th house will also potentially relate to your business because it has to do with exchange of resources. And of course, if you have your own business, you are giving resources in exchange for money. If you are a Scorpio rising, this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction will be activating in the 7th house of your life. The 7th house rules intimate partnerships and one-on-one relationships. So that can be your marriage partner. It can be your life domestic partner. It can be a very close friend, like a best friend. It can be people you work with one-on-one, like a coach or a counselor or a doctor. So you might see an unexpected event or a new opportunity coming up in that area of your life. If you are a Sagittarius rising, it's your 6th house that will be activated potentially by this upcoming conjunction, and that is the house of daily health and work routines. It does not rule your career, but it does rule, you know, what you do on the job day to day when you're at work, as well as what you do day to day if you are at home. It's just your day to day routines, especially if they have to do with your health and your well-being. So you may have an unexpected event that has to do with your workplace. I don't mean, again, career, but I mean, you know, the actual space that you work in or your physical health. If you are a Capricorn rising, which, by the way, means that the constellation on the horizon or the zone of sky on the horizon when you were born on the eastern horizon was Capricorn, then it is your 5th house that will be activated where you might see an unexpected event or a new opportunity. And the 5th house has to do with your own biological children if you have them. It may have to do with your inner child. It has to do with pleasure and creativity and hobbies. So you may have an unexpected event that happens with your children, or you may have an unexpected event that causes you to reconnect with your inner child. You may have an unexpected event that provides a new opportunity for nurturing joy, pleasure, or your hobbies. If you are an Aquarius rising, it is your fourth house that may be activated by the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So you may have an unexpected event or a new opportunity pop up in the area of home, because the fourth house rules home. It also rules family, and that might be family of origin or the family that you've created as an adult, and anything that happens in your private space. Last but not least, myself as a Pisces rising, so shout out to all of you Pisces risings. If you have your rising sign in Pisces, it is likely or possible that your third house will be activated by this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And the third house means the area of your life that has to do with siblings or cousins or your local geographic area that you live in, or also very much so communication. So you may have something unexpected. You may receive an unexpected communication that causes you to make a change and gives an opportunity to you, for you to do something new and different in your local geographic area. You may learn about something with one of your siblings that, again, creates an opportunity. You know, there's so many ways that any of this can occur, and that's because astrology isn't really making things happen in our life, but it's more tools to help us notice when these patterns and cycles of life happen. And because we're each individual, unique people, these patterns and cycles are going to play out in the unique way that occurs for us, given the way we've chosen to live our life up until the moment in time that this astrological event happens. Now, if you want to journal and take things a little bit deeper, get your pen ready. If you are an Aries rising, some questions you might ask yourself to get the most out of this particular astrological event are, remember, your second house of personal finances, values, and self-worth is being activated. So you might ask yourself, what are your core values in life? What do you value when it comes to your personal finances and money? And what do you value about yourself that will help you strengthen or renew your self-worth? If you're a Taurus rising and your first house of identity, body, and physical appearance is activated, you might ask yourself, what do you value in terms of your physical body, your physical health, and your personal needs? Think about what your authentic identity is, what makes you uniquely you, and what are you being called to value more about that identity? Of course, if you're a starseed listening to this, an earth angel, the more you know your identity, the more you can serve your community because you know what role you are here to play. If you are a Gemini rising, again, your 12th house of the unconscious, hidden enemies, and spirituality is going to be activated. So you might ask yourself, what do you value when it comes to your connection to source, universe, or God? What are your unconscious values? And what hidden enemies, past life issues, or institutions are holding you back from living your life in alignment with your values? If you're a Cancer rising, it's your 11th house of friendship, groups, community, and causes you believe in that will be activated. So what do you value when it comes to your friendships? What do you value when it comes to your community or the groups you belong to? And what do you value in terms of the causes you believe in? You know, are you an environmentalist? Are you truly an environmentalist? And if you are an environmentalist, are you living your life in sync with that? Are you recycling as much as you can? Are you composting? Are you, you know, donating to causes you believe in? Are you growing vegetables in your backyard? Are you only purchasing fruits when they're seasonal? You know, there's all kinds of ways to give back to the environment and to be a lighter person on our ecosystem. If you're a Leo rising, again, it's your 10th house that will be activated, and that's the house of career and father and reputation and goals and legacy. You might ask yourself, what do you value when it comes to your achievements? What do you value when it comes to your career? What do you value when it comes to your personal legacy? And what do you value when it comes to your father or father figures in your life? And when you figure out what it is that you value, how do you want to invest more in that? This is true for all of you. Any question you answer, when you figure out what you value, how do you want to live your life in greater alignment with what you value? If you are Virgo rising, again, it's your ninth house that will be activated by this transit, most likely. So you might ask yourself, what do you value when it comes to your belief systems, your personal philosophies, your religious and spiritual beliefs, higher education, or the ability to travel to distant places? Because the ninth house rules foreign travel for some of you, you may ask yourself, do I value foreign travel and how do I want to be doing it more often? But that wouldn't be for everyone. For example, for someone else, it may activate a reconnection to their spiritual beliefs or a reconnection to their desire to learn. If you're a Libra rising, again, it's your eighth house that will be activated, you might ask yourself, what do you value when it comes to more taboo matters in life, such as your sexuality, shared finances, taxes, or matters related to death? If you run a small business, what are your values in your small business? What do you value and how can you design your business, run your business to be more in alignment with those values? If you're Scorpio rising, it's your seventh house of intimate partnerships that will be activated. So what do you value when it comes to intimate partnerships, whether it be close friends, business partners, coaches, medical doctors, a boyfriend or girlfriend, or a life partner or spouse? This will be a good time to notice opportunities to align with what you value in intimate partnerships. If you are a Sagittarius rising, it's your sixth house of daily living, work habits, and health routines that will be activated. So what do you value when it comes to your daily routines and habits, especially those that are here to support you in health, at work, and in life? If you're a Capricorn rising, it's your fifth house that will be activated. So what do you value in terms of your children or your inner child or your creative life and your hobbies? And what brings you joy and pleasure? If you're an Aquarius rising, we of course are looking, like I said earlier, at your fourth house. So what do you value in terms of your family, your home life, your private life, or your emotional and physical security? You may have an unexpected event that causes you to reassess what you value in these areas. And then be open to the opportunity that's calling you to make a change so you can enjoy the benefits of that opportunity. This would apply for all of us who are asking this question, but for Aquarius rising, specifically when it comes to home, family, and your private life. Last but not least, Pisces rising. Again, it is your third house of communication, siblings, and local geographic area that is going to be potentially triggered by this conjunction. So what do you value in terms of communication, in terms of your siblings or your cousins, or your local area that you move through every day? If you are a starseed or an earth angel or creative, how are you communicating with your community of people you're here to serve? Is there some new way you can deepen or improve that communication? Is there a new change that's coming that it's time to put into place? The Jupiter, Uranus, and Taurus conjunction may give you a zap of lightning, a great idea, and now would be a good time to implement it. So whichever area of your life gets affected by this conjunction, generally speaking, I'd say it's a good time to be on the lookout for a new idea, an unexpected event, some radical change or awakening in some area of your life that's ultimately calling you to get in touch with what you value, to invest more in what you value, and to strengthen your foundation so that whatever you value can flourish and grow. Another way to look at this is a wonderful time to see what new or renewed opportunities are showing up in your life and to consider what changes you might want to make to go after these opportunities. And that wraps up this bonus episode on what we can expect to happen in the collective potentially, or how we can figure out how to guess and anticipate what's going to happen in the collective, and also much closer to home, what area of your life based on your rising sign may be activated by this Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus conjunction, which, by the way, if I pause every time I say that, it's because it's a mouthful of words and I'm not always looking at my notes and sometimes I'm just speaking off the cuff and it's not easy to remember those words. I also want to say that I am now using what's called the whole house system in astrology, which makes it easier for me to share with you which area of your life or which house of your astrology chart is being activated as long as you know your rising sign. But astrology is a little more flexible and fluid than that. So do not feel like you have to absolutely hold yourself to that. These are some great questions to ask. But there are other systems in astrology, like the Placidus system, in which the neighboring house of your chart might potentially be activated. So I'm giving you one lane to walk through. But always use your inner voice of wisdom and your own common sense to see and feel and notice what is being activated in your life. At minimum, it can never hurt to ask self-reflective questions, but I don't want anyone to ever take this astrology stuff and use it in a narrowing, harming way that makes you shut things out of your life. Always, always, always make those choices based on your inner voice of wisdom. And if you don't know what your inner voice of wisdom sounds like, it's a great time to download my Circle of Love meditation, which is on my website. Just go to soulfullivingproject.com/freebies, and you can listen to that meditation every day as a way. It's about 15 minutes, if I recall, to settle down and calm, go within and get more connected to your inner voice of wisdom. All right. I'm so excited that you love astrology enough that you want to listen to this bonus episode. Stay on for the outro if you want to learn more about how we can work together through my products and services. And I'm wishing you a wonderfully meaningful, energetic time ahead where Jupiter and Uranus work together to wake you up to some special opportunity to help you make the world a better place. All right. I'll see you next time. Beautiful soul, thank you so much for sharing your time and energy with me today. It was such a pleasure to bring you this podcast message, and I hope it offers you the enlightenment and soul alignment you're seeking at this time. Are you ready to discover your life purpose using astrology? Learn more about a key aspect of your life purpose, your soul mission, by grabbing yourself a free copy of the Soul Mission Starter Kit. Would you like to experience more inner peace with the help of guided meditation? Download our free Circle of Love meditation. In less than 15 minutes a day, you can reset your nervous system to feel more at peace and your spirit to feel surrounded by love. You can download either of these freebies by visiting our website at soulfullivingproject.com/freebies. Ready to go deeper? You can also order your personalized life purpose astrology report or the 6-month Soul Mission Planner to help you discover your life purpose and put it into action at this time. Just visit soulfullivingproject.com. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and give it a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen to help spread the word, grow our community, and make the world a more soul-aligned place. Thanks for your support. Take care and see you next time.